WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel is bracing for Iran to retaliate after Israeli strikes overnight killed top Iranian military officers and nuclear scientists, along with targeted nuclear sites in Iran. ABC News military analyst and retired colonel Stephen Ganyard says Israel timed the moment.
The airspace above Iran is essentially undefended, and the Israeli Air Force has free rein and could go after targets. So the ability to pound from the air means that the Iranians are going to be on the defensive at best and may have no recourse except to accept the punishment that Israel is going to inflict over the next couple of weeks.
President Trump warning Iran to make a nuclear deal or face more strikes. In Tennessee, Kilmar Abrego-Garcia entered a plea of not guilty to federal charges of human smuggling today. The Maryland man was returned to the U.S. last week after the Trump administration mistakenly deported him to prison in El Salvador. And closing arguments begin in the Karen Reed murder retrial today. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Point 3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hayes. Brown County will not see an expansion to its court system after the Joint Finance Committee voted along party lines on a budget motion that would have helped alleviate a severe backlog of cases. The motion to add judges, prosecutors, public defenders, and other staff to the Brown County Circuit Court had bipartisan support, but was rejected Tuesday by the Republican-led Joint Finance Committee. In the last decade, Brown County has seen an increase of 220% in pending felony cases, and over 500 individuals have been waiting for 2 years in jail for their day in court. The Green Bay Common Council voted to deny 7 massage parlors and 1 bar license renewal during its June 10th meeting. Half of the city's 14 massage establishments licensed in Green Bay had violations over the past year that included having unlicensed personnel, advertising on sites known for sexual services, sexual contact, or criminal history, among others. All were initially granted licenses last year when the city started requiring permits for massage establishments. In addition to the massage licenses, the Common Council also voted to deny Stage 1 at 231 North Broadway a renewal of its liquor license. Alexander Graziano is the owner of Stage 1.
That we would appeal that decision if for no other reason than to publicly make known our side of the story. One which we believe highlights a pattern in the city of shutting down establishments deemed to serve a demographic that the city seems to view as a problem.
In its recommendation for denial, the Green Bay Police Department listed 18 violations of stipulations for the liquor license for Stage 1 or disturbances at the bar. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
It's the Brewers and the Redbirds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and Cardinals tonight. The Crew with a 6-0 shutout of the Cards last night, thanks to Jacob Mizorowski in his first major league start. One of his fastballs measured at 102 miles per hour. Meanwhile, Aaron Civale upset he's being moved from the starting rotation to the bullpen and says he wants to be traded.
There's no ill will towards anybody in the city. It's been great home to me and my wife for the past year. I know there's probably going to be some animosity towards this type of thing. There's a negative connotation when this type of thing comes around, but just trying to do what's best.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy responded.
I mean, we deal with players being unhappy all the time, and that's their right to do, and Aaron's got a great history, and he's performed well for this organization, and now it's time for him to go behave.
In college football, the Wisconsin Badgers fined by the NCAA for some recruitment violations, making calls to prospective players before the start date 2 years ago. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
More clouds than sunshine today, with a lake breeze continuing and highs staying crisp, only scraping about 60. Tomorrow, we'll see spots of sunshine, highs flirt with 70. And then on Sunday, we reach the low 70s, but rain rolls in at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes?
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live from WGBW in Green Bay, Wisconsin, along with the morning crew here, Mino and the Mayor. Find out all things Green Bay. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. Donald Trump has just canceled the work permits of over 500,000 people who are in this country legally but are not U.S. citizens. Migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. 500,000 people. These people all have work permits, which means they're all working. Right. These are the people that, I mean, they're doing the right thing, right? I mean, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're legally working. They've been assigned the equivalent of a Social Security number. They have paperwork that says, yes, you may, be in the United States. You may work in the United States. But hey, they're not white people. They're almost entirely brown, well, Cuban, Haitian, the Cubans, brown people, Haitians, black people, Nicaraguans and Venezuelans, brown people, and some black people. So, hey, get them out of the country. We're trying to turn America white again. It's make America white again. This has been, this whole make America great again thing. It's BS. Great is a stand-in word for white, just like woke is a stand-in word for black people. I mean, it doesn't take a high level of sophistication or intellect to decode Trump's dog whistles. All right, it's not just Trump's. It's the entire friggin' administration. Hell, it's the entire GOP these days. And now to compound the insanity, here is Pete Hegseth coming along saying, yeah, let's seize Greenland and Panama by force. I mean, this is crazy that he's Greenland, Panama. Adam Smith, the congressman, the Democratic congressman from Washington State, asked him about this yesterday. He said, do you have plans to take Greenland or Panama by force? And Hegseth said, and I quote, our job at the Defense Department is to have plans for any contingency. So then Adam Smith says, but do you have plans to take Greenland by force? And Hegseth said, our job at the Defense Department is to have plans for any contingency. And so he said, do you plan on taking Panama by force? Our job at the Defense Department is that, he said this three times. Now, what Adam Smith probably should have asked next is, do you have plans to conquer Mars? Do you have plans to conquer, Chicago? Our job at the Defense Department is to have plans for any contingency. So then Congressman Mike Turner, who I have met Mike Turner, he is... In fact, I met him in the office of a Democratic United States senator. Mike Turner's a Republican. And I believe he's on the Intelligence Committee. In fact, I'm quite sure he is. It's a whole long story. Anyway, so Mike Turner says, it is not your testimony today that there are plans for the Pentagon for taking by force or invading Greenland, correct? In other words, you're not telling us that you have plans to take Greenland. Is that right? And Hegseth refuses to answer the question. He says, our job at the Defense Department is to have plans for any. And at that point, Turner cuts him off and says, I sure as hell hope that's not your testimony. And so Hegseth then says, we look forward to working with Greenland to ensure that it is secured from any potential threats. Right. Thank you. This is nuts. Representative Salud Carbajal, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, a California Democrat, said to Hegseth, and this is, talk about speaking truth to power, said, you are an embarrassment to this country. You are unfit to lead, and you should just get the hell out. And then Dan Kane, who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who was sitting next to Hegseth, he was asked about Trump giving a campaign speech to troops who then applauded and that they had been picked for their political positions and that there were no fat soldiers and mostly men and mostly white people. And so Dan Kane was asked about that. And he said, I don't know anything about that. So then Hegseth gets into a debate about women in the military. He said he's worked to remove diversity programs and political correctness from the military. So Representative Chrissy Houlihan, a Democrat of Pennsylvania, demanded to know if Hegseth believes that both men and women can pull a trigger, cause death, operate a drone, or launch a missile. And Hegseth said, it depends on the context. Women carry equipment differently. Where do they come up with these people? Oh, they get them from Fox News. Of course. No surprise there. Ay. And then finally, Bernie Sanders is bringing the Fighting Oligarchy Tour to Mike Johnson's hometown. This is cool. Bernie is so great. This is just incredible. Representative Greg Cesar and Beto O'Rourke are going to make special appearances when he goes to Texas. Sanders will target deep red districts currently held by Republicans, including the hometown of Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson. The force serves as a pressure campaign aiming to force vulnerable congresspeople to vote against any cuts to Medicaid, housing, nutrition, education, and other basic needs. Musical guests will include Lunar Heart and El Dusty in McAllen, Texas, Sweet Crude in Shreveport, Louisiana, the Get Up Kids in Parker Millsap in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the Old 97s and MSB Choir in Fort Worth. Yay, music! Tickets are not required, but they do ask that you RSVP. So this is one of those moments, and Bernie is bringing it to them. God bless him. Where are the other Democrats? Why is Bernie the only one doing this? The article that I just read on this did not specify whether he was bringing AOC with him. She participated in the last round. We'll see. But hey. What a man. I was so honored that for 11 years, every single Friday, Bernie was on this program for a full hour taking calls from y'all. Anyhow, so that's it for me for the news for the day. What's on your mind? Let's pick up some calls here. AJ in La Mesa, California. Hey, AJ, happy weekend. What's up?
And happy weekend to you too, Tom. With your permission, I'd like to share with listeners a brief screed that readers of the New York Times and Washington Post may have seen.
If it's very brief, I discourage people from reading on the air because unless you're a professional,
you do,
it usually doesn't work. But go for it.
I understand. It's about 65 seconds.
Okay.
P. Pierre Augustin Caron de Beaumarchais, the dramatist behind Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro and Rossini's The Barber of Seville, was more than the mere playwright. He was a revolutionary who shaped the 18th century. He also speaks directly to the 21st. In the radical fervor that drives Beaumarchais' play that became Mozart's opera, the dramatic Figaro has a famous incendiary speech, quote, "Because you are a great nobleman," he says to the Count, "you think you are a great genius. Nobility, fortune, rank, position, how proud they make a man feel. What have you done to deserve such advantages? Put yourself to the trouble of being born. Nothing more. For the rest, a very ordinary man. In the case of one Donald J. Trump, his sole effort and success in life is in having been born, for which it is his mother who actually gets the credit or blame, as it were. Indeed, Trump does not even reach the lowest bar of being merely ordinary. What he does succeed in being, however, is a psychopath, misanthrope, and sadist, as well as a megalomaniac and pathological liar, not to mention a convicted felon and adjudicated rapist." Tom, thank you, and safe weekend to Louise and you.
Thank you, AJ, and that was a good one. That, you know, it's, you know, okay to break the rules once in a while. Thanks, AJ. Mike in Sacramento. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Oh, good morning, Tom. I just wanted to add to your brick comment earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Broward County Sheriff, in a press conference, made a comment that if you throw a brick in Broward County, we will kill you dead.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
He's responding
to this right-wing hysteria that is based on absolutely nothing. I mean, or it's based on actually old pictures from other places that are being spread by right-wingers who are just, you know, basically trying to start a war in the United States. They and Trump
are going to
help them.
The other quick thing, Fort Bragg speech was a clear violation of the UCMJ. In 1966, I was drafted into the military. I took an oath, and you know, under that oath, I was advised of the UCMJ.
Yeah, yeah, no, Trump broke the law. He absolutely did, and so did the commanders who allowed this. Mike, thank you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
Hi, I'm David Rucker, Vice President of Retail Banking at Bank First. At Bank First, we understand that every home buyer has unique needs. That's why we offer a wide range of mortgage solutions to fit your lifestyle and goals. Building your dream home, our construction to permanent loans offer one-time closing and interest-only payments during construction. First-time buyer, veteran, or active duty military. Purchasing in a rural area, we have a solution. Need assistance with upfront costs? Our Down Payment Plus program offers up to $10,000 in forgivable grants for eligible buyers. At Bank First, we're committed to guiding you through every step of your home ownership journey. Let's find the right mortgage solution for you. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partnership in home ownership. NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now, which is why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. Here comes Bernie. All righty, what's on your mind? Bruce in Stony Brook, New York. Hey, Bruce, what's up?
Good evening. Good day, Tom. I really love your show, and you really have some interesting even predictions for the future that I was listening and waiting for. I have two short issues. The first one is immigration. My opinion, we have to get off this immigration thing. It's eye candy. It's chasing shiny objects. We're constantly focusing on immigration. The real issue is the budget. and we need to focus on that. We're looking at indebtedness for our children and grandchildren, the death of science in America, and also our national security. The other one is, I had spoken to you earlier on this, and it's my initiative for Give Blue Its Due. The southern red states are cheating us. They're gerrymandering, and our response is we have to play fair, and we need our governors to tell their governors that if they don't change their laws and get with fair districting, that we're going to change our laws so that we have a chance to own the House of Representatives, which is in their hands due to gerrymandering only.
I entirely agree. And not only do I think that every blue state in the country right now should be gerrymandering the crap out of their states, but I also think that the secretaries of state in every blue state in the country right now should be mailing postcards into largely Republican neighborhoods so that if those people don't return the postcards, they get stripped from the voting rolls. That will produce a, you know, howls of outrage from the Republicans and might lead to something that causes them to stop doing this to us. I really think that sometimes you have to fight fire with fire.
Maybe get the news to focus on this stuff because they love to chase the shiny object.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, I wrote an op-ed about this maybe 6 months ago, you know, saying exactly what I just said a minute ago, and ran it by a couple of Democratic members of Congress, and they were like, oh, we can't do that. And I'm like, oh, God. Anyhow, Bruce, thank you.
I
got to move along. CJ in Shreveport, Louisiana. Hey, CJ, you got the last minute here of this half hour.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be quick then. I think we need to talk about that. Earlier you were talking about why the billionaires getting more through the tax breaks.
Mm-hmm.
I think we ought to talk about the elephant in the room of why billionaires, at least some of these sociopathic billionaires, the morally rich, why they want so much money, more than they could ever spend. I don't think it's as much about them getting richer. It's that they don't feel rich unless they have hordes of poor people to look down on that are scrabbling in the dirt as their peasants and serfs.
Well, that's an interesting theory. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, they want to be lords of the manor.
Yeah. You don't know you're rich if you
lords
can't compare yourself to the poor. There's a lot of logic to that, CJ. I can't dispute it. CJ, thank you. That was very insightful. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here. Anything Goes Weekend or right after this break here at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your calls.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
This week, I'm flipping the script on Nightlight's own Pete Schwabba.
I'm very uncomfortable with this.
It's going to be so good.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Sunday is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding residents to be aware of scams that target seniors. The agency is recommending 5 prevention measures for older residents and their families to be informed, plan ahead, stop and think, talk to others, and report potential scams. The DATCP website contains up-to-date information on circulating scams targeting older residents. On their part, residents should be wary of unsolicited communication demanding personal or financial information. A retired Manitowoc County Sheriff's deputy pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor charge of obstruction and was fined $500 plus court costs after being accused of improperly accounting for funds. The Brown County District Attorney, the Brown County Assistant DA, and the defense attorney both described 52-year-old David Remaker's crime as lacking criminal intent, but rather being one of inaction and disorganization. Remaker has already paid over $15,000 in restitution. He was a supervisor with the Metro Drug Unit before he retired. Invasive species are bad for Wisconsin ecosystems, but at Thousand Islands Environmental Center in Kaukauna, 25 goats from Mulberry Lane Farm have been brought in to eat, control, and remove invasive plant species such as buckthorn without using a herbicide. Goats have been used at Thousand Islands since 2018 and can be seen from 8 until 5:30 through June 23rd. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
More clouds than sunshine today, with a lake breeze continuing and highs staying crisp, only scraping about 60. Tomorrow, we'll see spots of sunshine, highs flirt with 70. And then on Sunday, we reach the low 70s, but rain rolls in at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
Mino and the Mayor.
DeLorean Walls in the house.
Y'all have been such a powerful platform for so many, including myself, that's bringing so much awareness. And just because the last couple of times I've been on the show, so many people have been asking, how can we help serve? And if we can get that normal, our community is going to flourish even further.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Peggy Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by the ranking Democrat on the Joint Finance Committee, Senator LaTanya Johnson, to talk about the MAGA regime's denial of reality as federal budget cuts loom.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
So much for all of your support. Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. CB Distillery's Stock Up sale is officially live. Save up to 40% on everything. If you're struggling to sleep, dealing with daily stress, or need relief after a tough workout, you got to check out CB Distillery. They have natural plant-based solutions for just about everything. This isn't the low-quality stuff you find at the drugstore. This is premium CBD that people swear by. I know a lot of you love CB Distillery's sleep products. Personally, that's what I'm going to be stocking up on, their sleep gummies. They really work. And they make it so easy for you to find exactly what you need on their website. You can shop by benefits, you know, sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after workouts. They even have solutions for pets. Whether CB Distillery is already part of your routine or you've been curious about trying CBD, now is the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. So discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% on everything. Just visit CBDistillery.com and use the code VIP. That's VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. CBDistillery.com, code VIP. So we'll never see. It's not the poor who ignite the fight. It's those with power clinging tight to their might. Can America avoid another civil war when the rich and the mighty cross every door with fear and division? They'll tear us apart, but can we find unity before it starts? We've seen it before. The powerful rise, holding tight to the wealth while the people cry. When the walls start to shake, they won't let go. They'd rather light the fuse than lose control. Can America avoid another civil war when the rich and the mighty close every door with fear and division? They'll tear us apart, but can we find you? Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Caleb in Chicago. Hey, Caleb, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call, and happy Father's Day this weekend to you.
Thank you. Back at you.
Thank you. Really quickly, before I just briefly get on my topic, I just wanted to say, piggybacking on what you just said in the previous segment is we need to also make sure we're challenging Republican voters in the states where we can do it. I believe that's the one way we're going to be able to force them to stop challenging Democratic votes and getting us kicked off the voter rolls.
Yeah, I agree.
Just really quickly, I apologize to go off on a topic, but I really do believe it pertains to today. I'll admit I'm kind of a Star Wars. I love watching Star Wars, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I've often looked at, you know, things like the pyramids all around the world that we still can't replicate today because of the technology. And I'm starting to believe that through time, knowledge has been wiped out from men like Trump. From the fear, look at how they're destroying science. They're destroying things that actually help them, but it's because of the fear of losing control, at least the way that I look at it. I believe this has happened throughout history.
Oh, sure. Sure. One of the cardinal characteristics of dictatorships is that they hate science and they promote religion instead. And they use religion as Marx called it the opiate of the masses. They use it as a vehicle to manipulate people. It's absolutely, every single dictatorship you can name hated science. I mean, Hitler hated science so much that a whole bunch of rocket scientists fled Germany, came here, and helped us build the bomb.
Exactly. I heard you say that the other day, and that just kind of prompted my thought on this. Throughout my life, I'm now, you know, almost 50, but I've really thought that we have probably been more intelligent in the past, and mm-hmm. that somehow, I used to think it was maybe through mass extinction events or, you know, floods, something like that. Probably was too, but I'm beginning to think that it has also been wiped out from us, fellow man, and our pride, certain people trying to keep control of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that
makes any sense.
It makes a lot of sense, Caleb, and I think you're absolutely right. And remember the Scopes monkey trial? I mean, we went through this in 1924, I think was the year, where they went after the high school teacher who was teaching, you know, Darwin's theory of evolution. And it's nothing new. It's as old as humanity in all probability. The Catholic Church went after Galileo. Remember? It really goes back. So yeah,
there are many examples of it.
Yeah, excellent point, Caleb. I have to move along, but thank you. That was great.
Thank you.
Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Quickly, I saw yesterday at Democratic Underground, it was actually produced by Occupy Democrats. They had a wonderful poster of Sit Down and explaining why you should sit down, really emphatically for anybody. The reason is, if there's any kind of violence, sit down so that the people doing the violence stand out. Don't try and stop them. Don't engage with them. Just sit down. It was a great poster. Like I said, I saw it on
That's
Democratic
brilliant.
Underground.
Okay, yeah. But I was wondering, because I've had several people call and talk about that, and I had not seen it anywhere, so... Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah. If you get a chance, I would tell everybody to spread that around. Yeah. Quickly, I'm thinking maybe Kamala doesn't want to run again. Otherwise, I don't know.
I think she's going to run for governor of California. And, you know.
Yeah. But the reason I wanted to call you, I don't know if anybody's brought it up today. Did you see David Hogg's letter to the explaining why he wasn't going to run for the DNC chairmanship?
I did.
I mean, he lost his seat. He could have ran for it again, but he decided not to run again.
Right.
And I thought his letter was just brilliant. And this is not an anti-aging thing. I fall into the category of being able to remember how happy everybody was when dirt was invented. And this guy was what we need in the Democratic Party. If you get a chance to check out his letter.
Yeah, no, I read it. I read it, and I agree with him. And one of his big points was, I'm not going after old farts, although there's a number of them that I have gone after. But I'm going after them not because they're old, but because they're ineffective. You've got some really old people like Bernie Sanders who are out there kicking ass. This is not about age.
Yeah.
And then you've got these corporate Democrats, you know, like Jared Golden yesterday came out and trash talked Alex Padilla. You know, Jared Golden, he's a Democrat from Maine, and he's basically on the take with the big corporations. He's one of these so-called problem solvers. We're on the corporate side. And
to David Hogg's point, like you said, if you read it, I just wanted to call in and say that is worth reading, and I could not agree with more. We need more of him. That was just brilliant what he wrote.
I completely agree, and I'm just astonished that Ken, what's Ken's last name? The new DNC chair, Ken Martin, that Ken did this whole wimpy thing of you kept me from being effective, and you're hurting the party, and all. Come on, Ken,
stand up on your
own two damn feet.
It reminds me of like I told you about Dick Durbin. It's like Dick Durbin, I mean, God bless him, but it seemed to me he would, we lost democracy, but at least we maintained a quorum.
Yeah, yeah, and blue slips.
You know, that kind of attitude. And I'm like, no, anyway, I'm repeating myself here. But yeah, David Hall's letter, it's worth a read, and I could not agree with him more.
Yeah, ditto. Ed, thank you. Sonny in Kyle, Texas. Hey, Sonny, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, okay. Well, I was thinking, the National Guard and the Marines, they're our people, and if they're able to do people that are going to the protest, take some food. Take tacos and burritos and cakes and pies and feed the guys. Our government's not doing a good job taking care of them. It's a BS assignment, like they said.
Yeah, that's another meme that's going around. There's that picture that the Associated Press, I believe it was, published 2 or 3 days ago of the soldiers sleeping on the floor. And now you've got right wingers all over Twitter saying, oh, it's a photoshopped, or oh, it's from the operation, from being deployed to Iraq back in the day or something. No, it's real. It's real. You're absolutely right. Sonny, thank you. I've got a caller here. Last four digits are 8798. I don't know who, you want to give us your name and where you're calling from?
Stan from Chicano, born in East L.A.
Okay, Stan, thank you. What's on your mind today?
All right. What's on my mind is I was listening to Miss Jesuit the other day, and Sonali Kohatkar was on being interviewed, and she says she's from Pasadena, and that that Altadena, given the fire and everything, and Pasadena and South Pasadena had just conflated their name to DENA, D-E-N-A, and it stands for De-escalate Enemies National Assault. Enemies is with an apostrophe, you know, that this is a national assault, and we need to get together. And so she's calling for all of Pasadena, this DENA area, and the San Gabriel Valley, all of these towns, La Puente and San Gabriel and all around, Glendale, to all get together one day. They're setting it up to be at the Rose Bowl to fill that thing with 100,000 people who are just done with all this stuff. And as a Chicano, I am so proud of Alex Padilla doing what he did.
Yeah,
every honest Chicano ought to do that. Yeah. Every honest Chicano needs to stand up, especially those of us who served in the military.
Yeah.
We need to stand up against this ridiculousness, this unconstitutional Trump, whatever he is. He's horrible.
Yeah.
So I thank you so much for taking my call. First time I've ever gotten through. And I'm glad you're... machinery broke down because it rung right through. So thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Stan. It's great to hear from you. Alex Padilla is one of my new heroes. I mean, he is the son of Mexican immigrants who got green cards and ultimately got their citizenship, did it the right way. Yep. He's such a good guy, and he's speaking truth to power, and we need more of that. So, Stan, thank you.
Cool.
It's great to hear from you, and I look forward to future conversations. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, talk media for the sane among us. A little insanity out there in Washington, D.C. Hopefully we can, you know, bring sanity back to this country. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the True People's Media. Right back with your calls in just a moment.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One night they blew up the mess hall. Another night they hit the motor pool and tried to blow up all the trucks. They set charges around the guard tower at least once. It didn't seem like they had one specific target, really. They just wanted to destroy and kill anybody they could. There was one night we were up at the tower firing, and I saw a B-40 rocket heading towards us. I could see the sparks trailing. I was firing in that direction and thinking, okay, I'm dead. There are three of us up there firing, and I expected all of us to be killed. We kept firing and nothing happened. The next day, we did an inspection, and there's that rocket embedded in the sandbags below us. It could have taken off the top of the bunker and killed us like nothing. They were that powerful. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-471-9773. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-471-9773. 800-471-9773. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-471-9773 or BigLou.com. That's 800-471-9773 or BigLou.com.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. The deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. So give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Shop, S-H-O-P, Mando, M-A-N-D-O.com. And to get your 20% off site-wide, use that code TOM, T-H-O-M.
But we knew the score. Now he's sending troops to settle old score. From L.A. streets to the Capitol's dome. He's making this land feel less like home. He's a dictator with a MAGA crown. Turning our freedoms upside down. Laughs off the laws, says it's just a game. But democracy's torch is losing its flame. Deportations rise, rights decline. Protests met with military lines. Governors sued, voices suppressed. In this new era, who'll be next? He's a dictator with a MAGA crown. Turning our freedoms upside down.
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Michael in Somerville, South Carolina. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Great program today. What's on my mind is seeing what the Republicans are doing now is really, really bad. First of all, they arrested a mayor and a congresswoman. Then they did what to Padilla. He's going to ask the question, and they haul him out and throw him on the ground. And
this is how dictators work.
That's how dictators work, and we have a dictator in charge of the country right now.
Yeah.
And I hope tomorrow people will be out. I'm getting to where I'm a little too old to do much anymore. I mean, I'll be 86 next month.
Wow.
And so I, but I, your show is wonderful, and you let us talk, and thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you, Michael. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. If you're a father, happy Father's Day, and thanks for the call. I have a caller here. The last four digits of your number are 8977. It says you're calling from Edmonton, Canada. Can you hear me? One, two, three. Hello?
Okay. Yep.
No, he's
thanks so much.
Apparently not listening. Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Do you remember that old song, Beatles song, Nowhere Man?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, imagine if we had masked protesters singing that song all day long.
Yeah, do you know the story behind that song?
I don't know. I don't think I've heard about that.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm wondering if it was, political or if it was just, some personal song. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well.
But the other thing is... Get your free speech donations in today.
There you go. Yeah, last day for the free speech fundraiser. Thanks for that, Clay. I got to move along, but thank you and happy weekend, Clay. Patrick in Sherman Oaks, California. Hey, Patrick, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Hi, Tom. I'm from Santa Clarita.
Oh, Santa Clarita. I'll fix that. Thank you. What's on your mind?
No problem. Yeah, I just want to say I think really that Dems need to understand that Republicans are not on our side and is already clearly defined that we are their enemy. So I don't think that the use of the term colleague has ever been used by them in, I don't know, two, three, four elections.
Yeah.
They don't even think of it as colleagues. And I don't think that's so I think they need to get over that. The ones that come on your show, they're always speaking as colleagues. People that call in, they try to speak.
Our friends on the other side.
Yeah, they don't.
Well, increasingly they're still saying those things, Patrick, but they're doing it with a voice dripping with sarcasm, which I think accomplishes what your point.
Yeah, I think get over that, and then when we use the word. When you speak of Trump or Musk or anybody, associate them always with Republicans. Always, Trump and the Republicans, Musk and the Republicans. I think word association is important here.
I agree. I completely agree. Patrick, I'm out of time, but thank you for the call. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Carroyo, Karna Verdi, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, all the wonderful people who helped put this program together and bring it to you, along with the fine people at all the various networks and radio stations and TV stations and whatnot that carry us. Thank you. And this weekend, get out there, get active, be peaceful, tag, you're it. Have a wonderful weekend. And I'll catch up with you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511, because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes.
The Veteran Salute on Mino and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Air raid sirens sounding across Israel. An IDF official tells ABC News dozens of ballistic missiles fired from Iran are incoming towards central Israel this hour. Israel's Iron Dome air defense systems intercepting many of those missiles, but some could get through. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv reporting from a shelter.
We can hear some of those explosions. There was one that was strong enough to rattle the wall a little bit here. And certainly it's very active out there. And generally, the thinking is that once those air raid sirens have sounded, that you have about 10 minutes or so to get to a safe place before one of those missiles or projectiles is believed to be a threat.
Iran's response due to Israel's strikes on Iranian nuclear sites and killing Iran's top military leaders and scientists. This is ABC News.